Lots of reaction today to the news of a medical first. Scientists say a Mississippi baby born with HIV has been cured of the infection. The mother had not seen a doctor during pregnancy, and she did not know that she herself had HIV. Doctors began treating the baby for HIV about 30 hours after birth, and the child is now 2.5 years old. More details are coming out today at a conference in Atlanta. And the case has big implications, because although only about 130 children in the U.S. are born each year with HIV, the number worldwide is more than 300,000. With us is Dr. Brian Zanoni of Harvard Medical School. He's also a principal researcher with the Reagan Institute, which works to find vaccines for immune system diseases. And Dr. Zanoni, we're reading that normally when doctors determine that an infant has HIV, they start administering preventative drugs or prophylactics. But the doctor in this case did something different.
She actually treated the child with three drugs for HIV at treatment doses, which are higher than the prophylactic doses.
So the child got a higher concentration of drugs than it would have if it were just being a prevention approach.
Correct, but it was still within normal treatment with normal medications that are readily available. No novel medications and not really a novel strategy, just an earlier time period.
And that seems ultimately to have meant no disease in the long run.
Thus far, that seems to be correct.
Now, there is some skepticism, though. There's a Dr. Stephen Deeks at UC San Francisco, and he says this may not be a true cure because the virus hadn't had a chance to really burrow into the immune system, to attack the immune system and establish itself in the body. So tell us where that skepticism comes in.
Sure, and I think it's less skepticism and a little bit more semantics. Is this a prevented case of HIV, or is this a case that was then cured of HIV? And so I think the semantics being that if the HIV virus hasn't had time to establish itself in a latent reservoir state, then the child is not necessarily infected. But it does have ongoing HIV replication inside the body. However, the virus hadn't established a reservoir yet.
And if it were a prevention rather than a treatment, does that just mean there's less hope for people for whom the virus is really deeply embedded in the system already?
Exactly. And I think this case is timing, and timing makes everything in this case. If the child was not infected yet, or the virus at least hadn't established a reservoir, then semantics, the child was either a functional cure or eradicated the virus of HIV because the virus was, the evidence that we have, the virus was inside the body and replicating.
When you say reservoir, by the way, what do you mean in a medical context?
So what HIV does and what makes it different from lots of other viruses is it lies dormant in CD4 T cells. And so the virus, although the HIV medication that we use, the antiretroviral therapy, doesn't kill the virus. It simply stops it from replicating. And when it lies dormant in these CD4 T cells, that means those cells are in a resting state. So when they're in a resting state, the virus doesn't replicate. So the treatment is not effective on them because they're not doing any. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting there resting.
In terms of how consequential this is, as you've said, that depends in part on whether this was a cure or a prevention. But tell us about what the wider implications potentially are, because you've spent 6 years working at a clinic in South Africa, which has one of the highest rates of HIV infection in the world.
Well, I think there's two things, really. One is this is the second documented case of a cure. And number two, and I think even more importantly, is this was not a novel drug. This was not any new technology. This was using standard existing therapy that exists not only in the United States but throughout the developing world as well. Simply the difference was timing. With a very early diagnosis and very early treatment, then you could potentially cure HIV. And I think that's what makes it so exciting. That's what makes it different than a lot of other things that may be more expensive, may be unavailable to resource-limited settings for many, many years to come. This is something that's, you know, if proven to be effective, and again, this is just one case, but if later research shows that this is effective as a cure, this is something that's already immediately available throughout the world.
But for people for whom their HIV is far more advanced, there may not be as much hope here?
And I think that's the broader implication, is once the virus has established a reservoir, then it has been proven that this is not a cure. The big thing is, could this lead to a decrease in pediatric HIV and decrease the number of new infections? And I think absolutely, if this pans out in further research.
Dr. Brian Zanoni is with Harvard Medical School and the Reagan Institute, which works to find vaccines for immune system disease. Dr. Zanoni, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.